those moments when no one can see us dancing in the middle of the studio.
Isn't it fun?
But it's still fun anyway. I like this music.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's cheerful.
It is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. It is our Kids Question of the Week, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show. Why that time would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative. That is the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, Skajaja, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. So get ready. It's our Kids Question of the Week, and we are joined now in the studio by a very special guest, WCHL General Manager Aubrey Fox Williams. How are you?
I'm great, yeah. Aaron. I mean, it's Friday.
It's
first
Friday,
and foremost.
Yes. Got a great
it is
weekend.
A beautiful day.
Right?
And as far as the weather is concerned, it may be the first day of fall.
It kind of is,
it
right?
It feels cooler.
Yeah, right.
And it's like everybody's got their like light jackets on,
yeah,
and like some boots that they've been waiting to pull out for the fall.
I had to wear shorts to work yesterday because you know it's going to be the last day for mm-hmm. a long time that you're going to be able to like wear the summer weather clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But now everybody's getting in the fall groove, I think.
Best of Fall's coming up on Sunday,
I
and the weather's going to be great.
I know. I'm so excited. I'll be there. You'll be there. We'll
yep.
all be there.
It's going to be a couple of years. The last couple of years, like 2 years ago, it rained and they had to call it off. Last year, it was on, but it was really hot. This year, it's going to be perfect. I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We're going to be right there by the local motion stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the place to be.
Yeah. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I don't know. Lay it on me.
All right. If you are driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio, and get ready for this question. It is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you could choose to give any animal the power of flight, which animal would you choose and why?
Oh, man, this is awesome. I love it.
The obvious initial reaction is to say human beings. I feel like we'd end up misusing that power in some way, shape, or form, though.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Right.
I think we need to go with something like large that we could ride on.
Ooh.
That would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like an elephant. Or a whale.
Yes.
Or something like that.
A flying whale.
You had a look on your face as though you were somewhat
disturbed. Like, you're just going all the way to like these big, like larger than life animals. Like, how big would the wings have to be in order to get like a giant blue whale up in the air?
Well, but who said anything about wings?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, you
they
know,
just have the power to fly.
Fly.
It doesn't have to be in coordination with the laws of physics. They could be like these dinky tiny little wings
that's
on
right.
the side of a whale, and it works.
Or I'm kind of imagining a little bit of like a never-ending story
mm-hmm.
kind of thing where. You remember Falcor?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where, like, he didn't have wings.
Yeah.
He just kind of soared.
He just kind of hung
up
there, yeah.
And they could ride on him.
So what would be the coolest animal to ride then
yeah,
in
like
the air?
Yeah, like a whale might be a little slippery.
Maybe. They probably charge a whole lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so horses are cool.
Horses are really cool.
We got the Pegasus thing already.
Yeah, true.
My inclination on this question is to say pigs,
mm-hmm.
because then everyone will have to look out the window, see pigs flying, and then they'll have to do the things that
mm-hmm.
they should have been doing a long time ago.
When we've all been saying,
like,
when pigs fly.
Exactly.
Good thinking. I don't know. Thinking of some other sort of funny ones, like a large dog.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That could be interesting.
Would chickens count as... I feel like they haven't been able to fly for so long, and we all make fun of them for it. Like, we should give them that power, or penguins or turkeys or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
It would really
the
change...
Turkey. Imagine.
Yeah. That would really change that WKRP episode,
it
wouldn't
would.
It? Yeah.
It would indeed.
Right.
Which we sort of live a version of every day.
Pretty much, yeah. And by a version, we mean we just recreate it every
yes.
day here
mm-hmm.
at the station.
That's right.
All right. So your final answer? Mine's pigs. I'm going with pigs.
My final answer really is self-serving in a way because mm. I would want to ride on a flying elephant.
Okay.
But, you know, that's just me.
I like it.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right. If you're driving around or you're at home, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or on Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X, YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ.